Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Doctor Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, a.k.a. the Doctor. Today's discussion, we're going to talk about plain old fear. What does fear really mean in our regular life? What is one of those things that gets in our way that we rarely ever see? Does fear control you like it used to control me? Many times and in many situations, I wondered why I was hesitant. I wondered why I didn't quite just go for it at that moment in time. What I began to realize is that I was afraid. I was afraid of what might happen. I was afraid of what the other person or the situation may represent long term. I was afraid of simply not being myself. However, what I learned is that by just feeling the fear, letting it just pass right through you and doing it anyway has been infinitely successful for me. As of late, I've really gotten into this thing where if I'm fearful, I do a little technique that I learned from Blair Singer, which is basically anchoring on previous successes. And by doing that and just kind of stopping and thinking about those times where I was just courageously successful, where I did something that was outside of my normal realm of possibility, I was able to draw on that as if it was brand new and just feel the fear. It's still there, and just go through it and just do it anyway. Because every day you're faced with challenges and things happen and things that are outside of your control. Those things can eat you alive if you let them. The key is not to let them. Just feel it and do it anyway. An example of that is if you had to go for surgery or some major medical something or other. If you sat there and focused on what could go wrong and, oh my God, I've never had this happen to me before, or all those things that could possibly just jump inside of your head and start bouncing around, you have a tendency to just kind of, well, do I really need to do this? Can I hold out for just a little bit longer? I was watching an interview with a UFC person by the name of Brock Lesnar, who had a very serious intestinal disorder that could have cost him his life. He waited to the last possible second before he actually got that procedure done. The question from the audience was asked of him, how did he feel when the surgery was done, and how long did it take for him to feel back at 100%? He said, and I quote, "It took me 6 hours after the surgery for me to feel back to 100%. When you challenge yourself by having something like that, it's tenuous, and it's one of those things that you just have to do," end quote. If you stop and think about that for a second, here we are, we have a 275-pound wrestler, professional fighter, who was afraid of having a surgery. He had part of his intestine removed because of this disorder. His life was at risk at the time. No matter how big you are, how small you are, no matter what your circumstance or situation is, fear is going to be there. Embrace it as if it's a part of you, because it is. It's something that's going to happen no matter what, because of your fight or flight reflex. It's going to be there. Just go through it. Just do it anyway. Find somebody to do it with. Tell somebody that I got this situation and I just want to make sure that I'm not completely crazy, and just do it anyway. Develop that team around you of people who just want to be fearless, because no matter how long you live, fear is going to be around. You're going to have those things in your life that you kind of go, I don't know if I really want to do that. But the thing is that you rush up to it, say, yeah, come on, jump on fear. Okay, you're there, and then go and do it anyway. I kind of repeated myself a bit this episode because of the fact that I've been facing some fears myself, fears of what might happen if. Today is the day where I am making a difference in the lives of those around me and for those who cross my path. And this is the end of this episode of the Dr. Love Show, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.